go to Moe's.
Good morning, 845, Mike and Casey at 100.7 WHUD. And if you rush on over to Modell's, you might be able to get a Rick Cerrone replica jersey from his playing days. Rick Cerrone from the Yankees, how are you?
I'm doing fine. There might be some moths on it, but you still could probably find a couple somewhere.
Oh, my goodness. You know, it's so good to talk to you. I've seen you at so many charity events, and you're doing another one this Sunday for a young man who injured himself in a swimming accident, spinal cord injury. And it's just so great that you and the former players from the Yankees and the Giants are coming together for a good cause.
Yeah, 23-year-old Tommy McGuire, three-sport athlete, horrible diving accident. And, you know, I mean, it makes you count your blessings, how lucky you are. You know, I live down in the ocean. I know what my cousin went through, a diving accident down here, and he didn't become bound to a wheelchair, but he had one of those braces. You remember, ever see those halo braces?
Yeah, sure.
Where he broke his neck. Yeah, my cousin Sammy. And I know it's tough. And I was a three-sport athlete in New Jersey. So I got some guys together. My friend Elaine Applebaum, she put it all together from Triple P Promotions. We got a bunch of old guys coming. I'm telling you, it's going to be fun. The Giants are going to be represented by Eric Dorsey and Touchdown Baker, Sean Lindetta, Odessa Turner. And then my knucklehead buddies from the Yankees will be Leiritz and Bo Ringler, Jeff Nelson, Charlie Hayes, Roy White, Ron Bloomberg, myself. I don't know. I mean, it's going to be a lot of fun, and people should really come not only to see us, the old guys, and raise some money in a nice fundraiser. But, you know, I've been involved in minor league baseball for a long time, and this Rockland Boulders ballpark is beautiful.
Oh, it's so gorgeous,
isn't it? If you have not seen it, I mean, it is one of my favorite independent team around. I used to own the New York Bears. I sold them after I had them for 5 years. But minor league baseball is so much fun. Every day they're giving away something. But we should have a good time out there. I just hope nobody gets hurt.
Well, you were saying, we're talking with Rick Cerrone, the former Yankee catcher, that, you know, you play golf tournaments, but you haven't been playing too much softball. But it would seem to come naturally to you guys.
Well, wait a second. We're not 20 and 30 anymore. I just turned 62. Oh, no, I mean, I meant to say 52. Wait a second. There might be some single women out there. Listen, I just turned 62. The funny thing I was telling you is that it seems like the longer you're retired, the better the player you were back in the day. You know,
that's
everybody
nice.
Remembers the one home run, the one big hit you got. And it's nice. It's nice when people come up and say, boy, you brought us some good memories as a kid. And then, I mean, this is the best of both worlds. You got the football players, you got the baseball players. And you know there's going to be a bunch of volunteers playing in the game as well.
Exactly.
And then there's a nice meet and greet in the suite. So, I mean, come on out and see us. It'll be a lot of fun.
It's this Sunday afternoon at 2:30, and then the regular Boulders game is at 5. So you get to sit through both games if you get these tickets that we're about to give away. And I have to just ask you quickly, how about this whole A-Rod thing? What's your take on it?
Well, you know, some guys, I guess, are fortunate to get to pick their own time. Most of the time, they just release you and say goodbye. They kick you out the door. I'm a little disappointed that Joe didn't play him in Boston. I guess he's going to play him today, maybe. I don't know. A-Rod's had a great career. It's tainted. When he first came up at 18, 19 years old, he's one of the greatest players ever. And, I mean, you can't take away those stats.
Right. You still have to hit the home runs, right.
Exactly. Everybody was doing steroids, I guess. I have no idea. But if to be honest with you, they weren't illegal when guys were doing them earlier. I just, you know what, he's had a tough year. One thing about the players, though, even though he's 41, if you give him enough at-bats, at the end of the day, the stats usually equal to what's on the back of the baseball card. Sometimes guys struggle, and when you get older, they call that, oh, you're done. If you're young, it's a slump.
Gotcha.
You know, I'm not that excited to see him retire. I mean, or I'm not going to be going out of my way to go to the game on Friday, but, you know, it's an interesting story. It just takes away from the team, just like the whole Derek Jeter last year tour.
Exactly.
I think that took away from the team. You know, it's all about a team, not about an individual. And I don't know. I mean, what would they have done for Joe DiMaggio?
Right.
Mickey Mantle nowadays.
That'd be a year-long celebration, yeah.
Yeah, come on. I mean, come on. Enough was enough. And I, you know, I'm a Comcast household, so I can't even get the Yankee games. Because the greedy owners and the greedy cable companies are fighting over more money.
Rick Cerrone, the former Yankee. You know, my frustration this morning is that I was trying to find an audio version of your big hit song from 1981 called A Long Home Run.
No, actually.
A Long Run Home.
There you go. Now you got it right. Get it right. It was number one in Syracuse.
I
did that in 1981 for the earthquake victims in Italy. Me, Roseanne Scamardillo. You remember Roseanne?
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Well, we raised a lot of money for the earthquake victims, and one of the ideas was to do a song. So I did it in the studio, and it wasn't too bad.
I'll give us a flavor of it. Come on, you can still do it.
No. The chords are long gone from now. it was fun. We raised a lot of money, and we had a lot of fun with it.
Well, Rick Cerrone's going to be raising more money this weekend for a very worthy cause in Rockland County. We'll see you on Sunday at 2:30 at the Palisades Federal Credit Union Park. Rick, thank you so much. You get quite a reaction from our female listeners when your name is mentioned.
Is that right?
Yes.
That's got to be all the grandmas. But we enjoy talking to you. I always have fun, and that's what it's all about.
All right, number 10. We usually take call number 7. We'll take call number 10 in honor of your number, which I think they're going to retire any day now with the Yankees.
Well, they actually did retire it. If you go out there, you see number 10 out on the wall. Unfortunately, it's not for me. It's for Phil Rizzuto. But we don't tell anybody that. We don't tell anybody. Keep it quiet. Shh.
Rick Cerrone,
right,
we'll see you Sunday.
Man. Have a good time. All right.
All the best. We got a couple of tickets for you to enjoy the game from a luxury suite. How about that? You get refreshments, and you get to watch both games. The Legends game between the former Yankees against the former Giants in football. And then you get to meet the players in between the games. And then you get to watch the real game between the Boulders and Quebec at 5 o'clock. That's all this Sunday. For tickets, be calling number 7 right now. 1-877-274-9483. Good luck.